Dollar Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
409 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris, Brian, Austin Price. Yes, Channel 3 giving it to us a few minutes early today. But we appreciate that.
Just gives us more time to spend together.
Yeah, because we got a lot of information to share with you today. I mean, there are so many things popping up. You need to stay with us throughout the 3 hours going to be around. Here's three important things this hour you need to know about.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, if this weather scenario seems a lot like deja vu, you might be right. The National Hurricane Center is issuing the same weather platform we recently saw with Invest 93L. There is no indication of tropical development at this point. Forecasters confirming the system will drift into the Gulf, increasing the chance of tropical downpours along the northern Gulf Coast until the end of the week. And by the way, today, 4:35, we will be joined by the National Weather Service. Two of our friends who usually come on with us, Jack Cullen or John Purdy, will be joining us, one of the two. And we're going to find out what's going on. First of all, a couple of questions we're going to ask them. Heat advisory. How strict and how definite will this be for the next couple of days? Also, what about the heat dome? And is it going to be cracking? In other words, giving us some relief in the next couple of days? And then we're going to talk about that weather front moving down the coastline. 4:35 today, National Weather Service is live on News Radio 92.3.
And your second of the top three stories this afternoon, Pensacola City Council will vote Thursday on a resolution opposing new offshore oil and gas leasing in the Gulf of America. The resolution opposes the inclusion of Eastern Gulf waters in the federal government's latest offshore leasing program. It cites economic and environmental risks to Pensacola's coast. The council will take up the resolution at 5:30 p.m. Once again, that is Thursday at City Hall.
Okay, Austin, this was breaking a little bit earlier this afternoon. It's your third story, by the way. 65-year-old Denise Webb, a team manager with Families First Network, has been charged for multiple child abuse incidents. Happened over at the Lakeview Center. The charges stem from incidents that occurred on April 30th, May 1st, and July 1st. Webb was arrested on two counts of child abuse without great bodily harm. Webb has been placed on administrative leave. She denied the allegations, according to the arrest report.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, Santa Rosa County commissioners are discussing the possibility of doing something different with retention ponds. District 5 Commissioner Colton Wright says using a gradual slope and leaving out the fence would enable HOAs to use the ponds as a feature or amenity, be easier to maintain, and look better. Wright adds he was recently in Orlando where retention ponds weren't fenced off and served as part of the landscape.
News Radio 92.3, it appears that reports of a stabbing near a local Planet Fitness may not be entirely accurate. Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons.
What has been reported is a stabbing or a person was attacked at a Planet Fitness on Mobile Highway. When checking with the shift commander, we discovered that that's not exactly what happened. That did not happen at Planet Fitness. He happened to call from the front of Planet Fitness. And also what he was reporting is that, really it's a bunch of balderdash.
In layman's terms.
That was Chip Simmons and his finest Italian coming at you. Here you go. Simmons says a man reported that he was attacked with a machete while attempting to buy drugs at a nearby drug house. That's your real story here. Investigators believe the man simply fell and hit his head on some rocks while inebriated. An investigation is ongoing. So there you go. Inebriate of people getting drunk and hitting their head is not something that we can all be proud of, I guess.
I would not say
hey,
so.
Hey, listen, I'm going to get this in here, Austin. If today feels like it is flying by, guess what? It is.
Whoa.
Scientists tracking Earth's rotation predicts that today will be a millisecond short of a standard 24-hour spin. Scientific experts who constantly monitor the Earth's rotation seem a bit baffled today that a few slightly more speedy than normal spins this summer have captured the public's imagination. And by the way, the variations in the Earth's rotation are not uncommon.
You said a millisecond?
Yeah. millisecond.
Well, there goes my plans.
There you go.
And Santa Rosa County is moving forward with plans for a wastewater treatment plant at the I-10 Interchange Industrial Park. Commissioners approved a preliminary cost estimate of around $31 million for the facility, which will be designed to process 500,000 gallons of wastewater per day. The first occupants of the industrial park could be operational by the end of this year, but the county has worked out a deal for wastewater to be processed by Milton's wastewater plant until the county's is completed.
And they need that absolutely badly up there. This was breaking news earlier today. Caught a lot of folks by surprise. ICE teams working a raid at the Emerald Coast lawn business. This was on Highway 87 South in Navarre. FHP troopers are on the scene along with federal agents and Santa Rosa deputies. Employees and seized boxes have been removed from that business. Sheriff Bob Johnson says ICE is looking for illegal immigrants. ICE authorities have not confirmed any details yet about the raid that happened earlier this morning. 4:15, News Radio 92.3, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Thank you very much, sir. It is Traffic and Weather Update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Did have someone report an accident to us earlier. You can always text in 850-437-1620 if you're catching something we're not. Looks like this is causing some very heavy congestion on Davis Highway traveling northbound towards Johnson Avenue near the West Florida Hospital, so be on the lookout for that. Also got some backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, but that is to be expected. And we got some issues on Navarre Parkway as well traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for your weather, sitting at around 92 degrees, going to be a low of 81 tonight. Wednesday and Thursday going to be pretty different from one another. Wednesday is going to see rainfall chances creeping up with a high of 95. Thursday going to see the high sitting only at 89, but that's because the rainfall chances will have increased to 90%.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, a Central Florida man accused of raping and murdering a 13-year-old girl is sentenced to life in prison after agreeing to a plea deal. Gordon Bird has more on this trending story.
Friends and family of Madeline Soto spoke of how her murder shattered their lives and how much they despised Stephen Stearns. Tyler Wallace is her father.
You're depraved. You're weak. You're a coward.
Wallace says Maddie had been thinking about moving in with him before she died. Stearns offered an apology after admitting to murder and sexual abuse.
I've prayed to God countless times to trade places with her, to take me instead.
The judge sentencing Stearns to life without parole. I'm Gordon Bird.
All right. And Jacksonville's sheriff is warning people not to jump to conclusions about an arrest that has gone viral. A cell phone video posted on social media shows a traffic stop involving William McNeil Jr. 5 months ago. The video went viral over the weekend after viewers saw a Jacksonville sheriff's officer punch him. Waters released the body cam video yesterday. He says he did so because one piece of evidence considered in a vacuum without any context can lead to skewed conclusions. Waters adds the two officers involved aren't facing criminal charges, but the incident is being investigated internally.
Okay, Austin, if you rack a 4052 for me, I want to adjust this this flow of stories here this afternoon,
sure.
Just changing up on me. Father has been arrested after his son accidentally shot himself. This is coming from our friends down at WOFL, Fox 35 in Orlando. Stephanie Buffamonte is in Tavares, Florida, and she has the details.
Dexter Neal is behind bars after Eustis police say his 5-year-old son got a hold of his gun that he left under a pillow. Neal told officers he often sleeps in the same room with his 5-year-old because his child is autistic and has a fit if he wakes up in the middle of the night alone. He says early in the morning on June 29th, he left the room to go to the bathroom when he heard a loud bang about 10 minutes later. His wife rushed over to their neighbor's house, who happened to be a trauma flight nurse and police officer. Officers say Neal seemed remorseful and took responsibility for his actions. He told officers, quote, "I never sleep with a gun under me. Last night I did, and this is my consequence."
And Vero Beach's vice mayor under investigation for hosting an LGBT event that exposed kids to adult performances. Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer launched an investigation into the all-ages Pride Tea Dance. It was held at Vice Mayor Linda Moore's business called the Kilted Mermaid. She's due to appear in a Tampa courtroom on August 8th.
Okay, a prominent Haitian businessman living in Florida is now in federal custody with his residency revoked. Even Brown's Inn has a report from Miami.
69-year-old Pierre Reginald Boulos, a noted Haitian entrepreneur, is now being detained by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. He was arrested in Palm Beach, Florida, and had been living legally in the U.S. for some time though he had in the past renounced his U.S. citizenship. The U.S. State Department, however, says Bulos has long had ties to one of the Port-au-Prince gangs responsible for the Caribbean nation's ongoing violence and lawlessness. The U.S. considers this gang to be a foreign terror organization and claims Bulos' connection to them has adverse effects on U.S. foreign policy. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Detectives in Florida are looking for a woman gone missing, last seen getting into a man's car.
Deputies in Broward County, Florida, say 30-year-old Summer Leo has not been seen or heard from ever since she was spotted getting into a white BMW with Florida tags outside a Fort Lauderdale area Target store Sunday evening. While they won't say why they consider her to be missing and potentially in danger, they're asking for anyone who might have seen her to come forward. The search may now include more of the state, as the vehicle, registered to a man named Timothy Bowman, was spotted as far away as Tampa. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
All right, knocking on the door of 420 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 7th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon is Friday, August 15th, in the lobby of the Studer Family Children's Hospital, presented by Hanto and Clark.
You will hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
All the money stays right here.
Gulfwinds Credit Union is matching donations up to $20,000.
This year, help us raise funds for supporting our childhood cancer patients with a lit laser.
Special thank you to our champion sponsors, including Walmart and Sam's Club.
Thank you.
And our hope sponsors, Belcor Commercial, LLC, and Penair Credit Union. You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
During the month of July, score incredible savings on American-made flooring at Jonathan's Flooring. Like 5mm vinyl plank flooring in a variety of colors with pads, normally $2.99, now only $2.49 a square foot. Or 6.5mm vinyl plank flooring in a variety of colors with pads, normally $3.99, now $3.29 a square foot. The Made in America sales event happening throughout the month of July at Jonathan's Flooring, 9320 North Palafox, and online at jonathansflooring.com.
Tired of your roof playing peekaboo with the rain? Call Quality Roofing. They fix leaks faster than your neighbor borrows your lawnmower.
Thank you, neighbor.
Whether it's storm damage or shingles gone wild, their expert team handles it all. No duct tape required. With top quality materials and service so good, even your mother-in-law will approve. Especially their lifetime workman warranty. Don't wait for your ceiling to start drip-dropping. Call Quality Roofing Solutions. Quality Roofing Solutions. Because your house deserves a hat that actually fits.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. This summer, get tips on beach time and ways to help make sure your guests don't miss a thing. Friday at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
423 News Radio 92.3. Here's a story maybe some New Yorkers should take a close look at. A taxpayer-subsidized grocery store is struggling to make ends meet. Kelly Sabrini has more from Kansas City.
Despite receiving tens of millions of dollars since it opened in 2018, the image when you walk inside is jarring. I mean, most of the shelves here are bare. Between produce, meat, to dry goods, you will find little to nothing here. The store is run by a nonprofit, and the strip mall it lives in is owned by the city. KC Sunfresh momentarily saw success, but coming out of the pandemic, sales took a downward turn. The store came under new ownership, and then at the same time, crime and loitering here increased as the world opened up again. I spoke to Kansas City, Missouri's Mayor Quentin Lucas. He says other stores in this neighborhood with taxpayer funding are still doing well.
Okay, 424 News Radio 92.3. We are watching the money today. Of course we are. Hillary Barsky's in with those numbers.
President Trump says the U.S. and the Philippines have reached a trade deal with the U.S. charging Philippine imports a 19% tariff. In return, U.S. exports to the Philippines will receive zero tariffs. The president also announcing a trade agreement with Indonesia that will eliminate 99% of tariff barriers for American products entering the Indonesian market. Among the S&P 500 sectors, healthcare gained while tech lagged and weighed on the tech-heavy NASDAQ. The Dow winners, Amgen, Caterpillar, and Home Depot. The Dow decliners, Microsoft, NVIDIA, and Goldman Sachs. The Dow rising 179 points, the NASDAQ lower by 81, S&P 500 up 4. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425 Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see. Got some backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. That's to be expected this time every afternoon, though. Same can be said for I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Last major spot's going to be North Davis Highway if you are traveling northbound towards Johnson Avenue. There was an accident reported there earlier this afternoon that is still causing considerable congestion. As for your weather, 92 degrees, low of 81. Wednesday's going to be pretty hot, too. High of 95 with some rainfall chances ramping up. Thursday and Friday, the rainfall chances are going to be sitting anywhere from 70 to 90% in the first half of your days. Highs sitting only at 89 as a result.
426 News Radio 92.3. A heat dome is expected to settle over much of the U.S. this week. Fox 32 in Chicago. Emily Walls up there has that forecast for us.
A large portion of the central United States, the southeastern portion of the U.S., under some sort of heat headline, whether that's an advisory, an extreme heat watch, or a warning for the Chicagoland area. Actual air temperatures are going to be in the upper 90s, but once you factor in really high humidity, it's actually going to be feeling more like 105 to 115, so dangerously hot conditions expected by the middle portion of this week. And then a slight cool down is coming our direction for the weekend, but even that cold front is only bringing us back down to the upper 80s to near 90 degrees, so it stays hot.
And California, along with several other states, are suing the Trump administration over new rules that prevent undocumented immigrants from accessing key government-funded programs. California's Attorney General Rob Bonta says the rules unfairly target working mothers and their children, violating federal law. The Trump administration claims the restrictions are needed to protect services for American citizens and reduce illegal immigration.
Okay, today Earth is set to have one of its shortest days ever recorded. Danya J. Powers has more on this story.
Usually, when we do stories on long or short days, we're talking about the amount of daylight there will be. You know, spring forward, fall back kind of stories. This one is about the Earth actually completing a full rotation in slightly less time than usual, making today one of the literal shortest days on record. You may not notice it. The difference will be just 1.34 milliseconds less than the standard 24 hours. Chalk it up to differences in the gravitational pull between the Earth and the Moon. If the trend continues, 1 second may need to be subtracted from atomic clocks around 2029, a negative leap second, which has never been done before. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Interesting. And, you know, we were talking just a few minutes ago. We heard Hillary Barsky letting us know about the trade deal with the Philippines. Well, we got some more details on that for you. President Trump says that the U.S. and the Philippines have come to a trade agreement after a visit that he described as beautiful. His visit with President Ferdinand Marcos was talked about on Truth Social today. Trump said the country is going open market and they will pay a 19% tariff with zero tariffs going against the U.S.
Can you imagine you're a president of another country and you come in to President Trump and you're going to do one of his sit-down press conferences after you meet with him. And that's what happened. I watched it today. This president of the Philippines was like, what is going on around here? Because, you know, the reporters are going crazy. They're firing questions a million miles a minute. You know, and that poor president guy was just sitting there going, my goodness. Maybe I should have come to Washington on this one. Hey, the U.S. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche is planning to have discussions with Ghislaine Maxwell in prison. Maxwell, of course, is currently serving a 20-year prison sentence on child sex trafficking charges, among other crimes connected to sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche saying the following, quote, President Trump has told us to release all credible evidence. If Ghislaine Maxwell has information about anyone who has committed crimes against victims, the FBI and the DOJ will hear what she has to say. I have communicated with counsel for Ms. Maxwell to determine whether she would be willing to speak with prosecutors from the department. I anticipate meeting with Ms. Maxwell in the coming days, end quote. Blanche also saying, quote, justice demands courage. For the first time, the Department of Justice is reaching out to Ghislaine Maxwell to ask, what do you know? FBI Director Kash Patel also signaling his support for the move, reacting online earlier, saying, get it.
Okay, busy day in NYC. Columbia University suspending and expelling dozens of students for protesting the war in Gaza. Christian Goodwin has more for us.
Columbia University revealing it's disciplined more than 70 students for taking part in pro-Palestine protests that took over the campus's Butler Library earlier this year and during Alumni Weekend last year, noting the sanctions include probation, suspensions ranging from 1 year to 3 years, and expulsions. In a statement, the university explains disruptions to academic activities are in violation of its policies and rules, and such violations will necessarily generate consequences. Adding, our institution must focus on delivering on its academic mission for our community. And to create a thriving academic community, there must be respect for each other and the institution's fundamental work, policies, and rules. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
National Weather Service coming up next on News Radio 92.3.
News, I'm Tom Graham. Heavy metal pioneer Ozzy Osbourne has died. His passing comes just weeks after he reunited with members of Black Sabbath for a farewell concert.
The 76-year-old had just played with all original members of Black Sabbath for that final show in Birmingham, England, where he was born in 1948. During the show, Ozzy reportedly told fans, "You have no idea how I feel. Thank you from the bottom of my heart," and quite literally, his final bow.
Fox's Jeff Paul. President Trump says a trade agreement has been reached with Indonesia ahead of his August 1st deadline on reciprocal tariffs.
Indonesia will eliminate nearly all trade barriers to the U.S. and open its markets to tech products and agriculture goods, President Trump says. The deal would still put a 19% tariff charge on all imports from Indonesia into the U.S.
Fox's Jared Halpin. The president also announcing a trade deal with the Philippines. America's listening to Fox News.
Hurricane season is here. It's time to make sure your Generac generator is in tip-top shape. Call White Sands Electric today to schedule maintenance of your generator. With 5 certified Generac technicians on staff, they will make sure your generator is ready when you need it. Need a new unit or a replacement? Remember, White Sands never charges a deposit, so you never spend a dime until your generator is on your property. White Sands Electric is a full-service electrical contractor. Call 850-433-6080 for all your electrical needs.
Good morning, guys. I just want to warn you, traffic is tough out there.
We are here for you to tell you how to keep safe.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can.
To provide the music, talk, and sports you love. And to deliver the news that matters to you. We are the voices you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Hey, Pensacola. Get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Step right up and don't be shy, because you will not believe your eyes. She's right here behind the glass. You're gonna like her, cause she's got class. You can look inside another world. You get to talk to a pretty girl.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, if this weather scenario seems a lot like deja vu, you might be right. The National Hurricane Center is issuing the same weather platform we recently saw with Invest 93L. There is no indication of tropical development at this point. Forecasters confirmed the system will drift into the Gulf, increasing the chance of tropical downpours along the northern Gulf Coast until the end of the week.
Okay, story number two. Pensacola City Council will vote Thursday on a resolution opposing new offshore oil and gas leasing in the Gulf of America. The resolution opposes the inclusion of Eastern Gulf waters in the federal government's latest offshore leasing program. It cites economic and environmental risk to Pensacola's coastline. The council will take up that resolution 5:30 Thursday at City Hall.
All right. And 65-year-old Denise Webb, a team manager with Families First Network, is charged for multiple child abuse incidents at the Lakeview Center Children's Services. The charges stem from incidents that occurred on April 30th, May 1st, and July 1st. Webb was arrested on two counts of child abuse without great bodily harm. Webb has been placed on administrative leave, and she's denied the allegations, according to the arrest report.
Okay, 435 News Radio 92.3. You heard Austin kind of give us the lead in there. If the weather scenario seems a lot like deja vu, by golly, you're probably right. It could be. And joining me this afternoon, Jack Cullen, our old buddy there at the National Weather Service in Mobile. Thank you for sharing a few minutes of your time. I know you guys are busy today, Jack. And heat advisory, what is going on with this?
Yeah, got another day of hot temperatures. And then tomorrow is going to be warm again. But luckily, we're going to get some rain increasing across the area, which will bring the temperatures down at least. It'll be rainy, but at least that'll allow the temperatures to drop back.
You know, Jack, we get a lot of text in, and especially when we're talking weather situations and scenarios here. And it, as you heard me, kind of like 93L to an extent. Where do we stand now with the weather front coming off? Is it? It's basically coming off the eastern coast of Florida and moving across the peninsula like last time. Is that what's happening?
Yeah, it's coming out a little different, a little bit out of the northeast more and dipping to the southwest. And it's nothing tropical, nothing's expected, just going to increase the moisture across the area, which increase rain chances and hopefully lower our temps some.
Yeah, it's really a hot one out there. The heat advisory is in place until 7 o'clock tonight. I know that heat index value is up to 110. We'll be mirroring that pretty close for tomorrow's weather. Hey, what's the best thing people can do to get out of this darn heat?
Yeah, just if it's all possible, you know, stay hydrated, try to stay inside if you can in air-conditioned areas. Take frequent breaks if you have to be outside. Wear cool clothing, hats if you can. So all of those things.
Listen, Jack, great information as always. I always appreciate your time. Jack Cullen from the National Weather Service over in Mobile. Jack, thanks for your time. Have yourself a great night and stay cool.
You too. Thanks.
All right. Always enjoy talking to Jack there, Austin. Good information to share.
Oh, 100%.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
There's a new team on top of the Major League Baseball standings, and it's the Milwaukee Brewers.
Got them! 11-game winning streak for your Milwaukee Brewers.
as they shut out the Mariners 6-0 in Seattle.
Call on FanDuel Sports Network Wisconsin. It's 11 straight for the Brew Crew. They now hold a 60-40 record through 100 games as they beat the Seattle Mariners 6-0. The 11-game win streak is the second longest in franchise history and their longest since 1987. Other games from around the league on Monday, the Toronto Blue Jays beat the New York Yankees 4-1 to extend their lead in the AL East standings. The Philadelphia Phillies with a 3-2 win over the Boston Red Sox in 10 innings. The Kansas City Royals dominating the Chicago Cubs 12-4. And Los Angeles Dodgers defeating the Minnesota Twins 5-2. NFL news. Training camp opens up for a majority of the league today. 26 of 32 teams report today, but some teams are facing contract disputes with some of their star players, and the Dallas Cowboys might be the one making the most noise. All-pro defensive end Micah Parsons is seeking an extension, but is reporting to camp while negotiations loudly play out. And team owner Jerry Jones is adding fuel to the fire, seemingly taking a dig at Parsons' durability during a media scrum on Monday.
Just because we sign him doesn't mean we're going to have him. He was hurt 6 games last year. Seriously. I remember signing a player for the highest paid at the position in the league, and he got knocked out 2/3 of the year, Dak Prescott.
Now, Parsons has not directly responded to Jones' comments, but he did reshare a social media post from former NFL defensive end J.J. Watt, which read, quote, "Anytime you can publicly take a dig at your star quarterback and your star pass rusher simultaneously right before the season begins, you just got to take it. Nothing makes guys want to fight for you more than hearing how upset you are that they got hurt while fighting for you." It's Game On with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Tony Genualdo.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And also going on in the world of sports here, an autopsy is revealing the cause of death for an 18-year-old University of Cincinnati football player. According to the coroner's report, freshman offensive lineman Jeremiah Kelly died unexpectedly from cardiac hypertrophy, a condition where the heart muscle thickens. A spokesperson for the university said Kelly had cleared NCAA physicals and was actively practicing with his team. His mother said he had no previous health issues and had been monitored with a heart device throughout practices.
College football, right around the corner. You would really know it around here because I think everybody walking through these studios is just ready for college
football. I am a happy camper, bud.
Okay, it's coming. And the Big Ten gets the spotlight this week. Here you go, Joe Morgan.
In less than 5 weeks, college football makes its return after a long offseason. And the Big Ten Conference will be looking to have its third consecutive national champion. Ohio State and Michigan have won the last two college football playoffs, and fans will get to hear from the two teams this week at Big Ten Media Days. Buckeyes head coach Ryan Day and select players will speak with the media today from Las Vegas, while Sherrone Moore and three players from Michigan take to the podium on Thursday. Ohio State is coming off its first national title since 2014, defeating Notre Dame to win the first edition of the 12-team playoff. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And the WNBA. Back in action tonight following the All-Star break. Headlining the five-game slate is the defending champion New York Liberty hosting the Indiana Fever at 7 p.m. Caitlin Clark remains out due to a groin injury, but 2024 Finals MVP Jonquel Jones will be back for the Liberty after being out since June 19th with an ankle injury.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. The Big Ten can claim that they're the best conference in college football entering the 2025 season. As we saw 2 years ago, Jim Harbaugh at Michigan get over the hump by winning it all, and the Ryan Day followed suit by winning a national championship at Ohio State a season ago. And as you look at the Big Ten for this year, there's a ton of pressure on James Franklin and Drew Aller to see if Penn State can follow what Michigan and Ohio State did recently. And if they can't, then this season is a failure because the Nittany Lions are truly in championship or bust mode. I'm Zach Gelb.
Get a $15 prepaid MasterCard after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Thank you for making Total Wine & More America's number one online source for spirits, beer, and wine. Better than all those delivery apps. Total Wine's prices are up to 30% lower with super fast delivery and no hidden fees. Order direct at TotalWine.com and pay less today.
Drink responsibly. B21.
Here's today's health news.
Billy Joel giving fans a health update. And Dead & Company will hold its last concert in San Francisco. A couple of topics here we want to pass on to you. Michelle Polino's in.
Fox Rocks.
I'm Michelle Polino. Billy Joel says he's on the mend after being diagnosed with a rare brain condition that forced him to cancel all upcoming tour dates in May. The legendary piano man pulled out of concerts across North America and England after being diagnosed with normal pressure hydrocephalus, a brain disorder that can impact hearing, vision, balance, and cognitive function. The singer confirmed that his health issues are still being treated. The second part of the HBO Max documentary, Billy Joel and So It Goes, airs Friday. Deadheads who can't make it to Golden Gate Park for Dead & Company's final night in San Francisco will still get a chance to experience it live in IMAX. The band's August 3rd closing show will be streamed to IMAX theaters nationwide beginning at 6 p.m. Pacific. The 3.5-hour cinematic simulcast includes a 20-minute intermission and will cost $40 plus fees. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
And you know, I'm not going to sit here and say that the Pensacola area is perfect, but we got to be glad that we're not dealing with something like this. UC San Diego has a new website to warn people about sewage at the beach. Scripps and UCSD have launched a new website to forecast sewage contamination levels coming across the border from Mexico. The pathogen website will estimate the risk of illness for people in San Diego up to 5 days in advance. Funded by a state grant, Scripps is also looking to expand next year to forecast the amount of norovirus in the water.
You know, we've been talking about that river going into San Diego for months now about the pollution. Why haven't they stopped it? I mean, this is what the crazy thing is. I mean, California's so big on all these programs.
Right.
Where's the one about killing the smell from that river going into San Diego? It's a mess down there. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is calling for reforming America's organ donor system. Tom Rigotti has more for us.
An investigation found surgeons attempted to initiate organ retrievals while patients were still alive or improving amid a growing push for increased transplants. The probe by the Health Resources and Services Administration says there were more than 70 canceled organ removals in Kentucky alone that should have been stopped sooner because the patients showed signs of revival. RFK Jr. calls the report horrifying and says the organ procurement organizations that coordinate access to transplants will be held accountable, adding, the entire system must be fixed to ensure that every potential donor's life is treated with the sanctity it deserves. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
445 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Insect Pest and Lawn. Make your outdoor space summer ready. Get $50 off new mosquito or fire ant control service. You can visit insect.net for more information on that today. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Still got some backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp and at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Also where Brent Lane meets Beverly Parkway. That's not looking too good either. Last major spot is going to be Highway 87 traveling westbound, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound as you approach Highway 87. As for your weather, 92 degrees, low of 81 tonight. Next couple of days going to be very hot, but also potentially very rainy. Thursday is going to have a high of just 89, but that's because there's going to be a 90% chance of showers.
A nationwide heat wave expected in the coming week with temps hitting triple digits in some areas. Meteorologist Adam Klotz has the details in your Fox weather forecast.
The dog days of summer are here as two-thirds of the country sees extreme heat taking over. The most extreme of the heat begins in the central United States for the middle part of the week. Heat advisories have been issued from the northern Gulf Coast into the northern plains and upper Midwest. Today in the Mid-South, heat indices will reach 110 to 115 degrees. By Wednesday, Chicago will have a feels-like temperature over 100 degrees. All of that heat will drift slowly to the east through the week. The heaviest rain will be in the northern border of that extreme heat, bringing thunderstorms to the northern plains and the upper Midwest. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
The Federal Trade Commission wants to crack down on companies that are using false made in the USA tags. Lydia, who has the latest in this trending story?
They're concerned that with President Trump's emphasis on making products here in America, supporting the American worker, that retailers could be wrongly claiming to be made in America, and they don't want that. But here's the catch. Determining exactly what can be labeled made in America, it's tricky. The FTC says it means that all or virtually all of the product is made in the USA. So you can see with the virtually all, there is some room to use a few imported parts or ingredients, but just how much? That's the gray area.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. General Motors reporting second quarter earnings today that beat Wall Street's estimates, reaffirming its full-year guidance despite uncertainty from President Trump's auto tariffs. Shares are currently up slightly in after-hours trading. Coca-Cola says they plan to introduce a version of its namesake drink made with cane sugar in the U.S. this fall. The product announcement comes after President Trump posted on Truth Social last week that he was speaking with the company about using real cane sugar in their U.S. soda. Disney Plus and Swimply are announcing that they're combining forces to create the first ever Disney Plus dive-in theater experience. Guests will not only be able to watch a movie while they swim, but also take part in interactive experiences. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed, with the Dow up nearly 180 points and the NASDAQ dropping 81. Crude oil futures are above 66 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, a major insurer is pulling back restrictions on coverage for some procedures. Jenny Casola has the story.
Health insurer Humana says it will eliminate about a third of its prior authorizations for outpatient services starting in January. Among the procedures impacted, colonoscopies and some CT scans and MRIs. Humana also says it will provide a decision within one business day on at least 95% of all prior authorizations done electronically. Currently, Humana says it provides a decision within a day on more than 85% of outpatient procedures that don't require an overnight stay in the hospital. Jenny Cosella, Fox News.
And President Trump is again taking aim at the chairman of the Federal Reserve. Trump told reporters in the Oval Office today that Fed Chair Jerome Powell is a numbskull over his refusal to lower interest rates. He added that Powell will be out pretty soon, but would not elaborate on what that meant. Last week, Trump said he had no plans to fire Powell.
While we're talking about President Trump, he has pulled the United States out of UNESCO again. Ooh, very controversial move here. Chris Foster explains.
UNESCO stands for the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization. A White House spokesperson tells the New York Post, President Trump has decided to withdraw the United States from UNESCO, which supports woke, divisive, cultural, and social causes that are totally out of step with the common sense policies that Americans voted for in November. The decision takes effect at the end of next year. The U.S. rejoined UNESCO in 2023 under President Biden, 5 years after Trump withdrew the first time. President Reagan pulled the U.S. out in 1984, finding the agency to be mismanaged, corrupt, and pro-Soviet. President George W. Bush rejoined in 2003. The agency was founded in November 1945, soon after the United Nations started. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Well, DOT, the Secretary, Sean Duffy, says the Trump administration making good on a promise to enhance aviation safety. Christian Goodwin has the story.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy celebrating the funds Congress approved to help officials modernize air traffic control systems.
They gave us a historic $12.5 billion to start this upgrade, which is absolutely historic.
Speaking at the Experimental Aircraft Association's Air Venture Oshkosh Fly-In Convention in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, unveiling a number of mosaic reforms, modernization of special airworthiness certificates for light sport aircraft.
We're going to remove outdated weight limits on light sport aircraft.
Explaining these FAA rules aim to cut unnecessary regulatory burdens while making recreational flying safer. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Just about 4:52 here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes to help ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
This commercial is for people like you. People who enjoy taking long hot showers, who never want to run out of hot water ever again. Hi, this is Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing, and we are pleased to offer natural gas tankless water heaters. With a natural gas tankless water heater, you'll be able to save space, money, and energy every month. Plus, never run out of hot water. You could qualify for significant rebates from your hometown gas provider just for replacing your existing water heater with a natural gas tankless water heater. You're just a quick phone call away from endless hot water. Time is limited, so call Barberry Plumbing for all the details. And remember, Barberry Plumbing always uses the flat rate pricing system, so you'll know exactly what you will pay before the work begins. Call Barberry Plumbing today, 850-477-8782.
License RF 1106-7749.
Some things can steal your sunshine. Ugh, I just got my hair done.
Sorry, the cooler's broken.
Aww. Anyone see my flip-flops? Anyone?
But COVID-19 can steal a lot more.
I just took a COVID test. Ugh.
Prescription medications for COVID exist. If you test positive this summer, ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com/COVID-19 to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the mayor's plan to reconstruct Palafox and where the funding should come from for that project and how it should be done all at once or in stages. The possibility of having a boardwalk and or offices and or a parking structure on Navarre Beach. We talked about that with Santa Rosa County Administrator Brad Baker. Sheriff Chip Simmons stopped by and Congressman Jimmy Petronas at a slightly different time than usual just because of scheduling. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
So happy together.
Pensacola right now.
.455 Heads up, Pensacola. Just darn good music. Austin Price, beside playing the good tunes, has a look at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Do have some backups still on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. And we got some developing on Pine Forest Road. That's going to be if you are traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road could be looking better. Last major spot's going to be Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. As for our weather, 92 degrees, low of 81 tonight. Tomorrow going to be pretty toasty, high of 95, and we're going to see some rainfall chances creep into the fray. Thursday and Friday, we're going to see those rainfall chances lingering. Thursday has a 90% chance of showers currently, but the high is only going to be 89.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Hadn't heard the Turtles in a long time. It's a great track.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, it is 4:56, afternoon sliding by here. Weeks after performing at his farewell concert, the Prince of Darkness has passed. Here's Michelle.
Ozzy Osbourne, who was nicknamed the Prince of Darkness, has died. He was 76 years old, according to multiple reports. Osbourne reunited with his Black Sabbath bandmates on stage in his hometown of Birmingham earlier in July for one final performance. In a statement, his family said, "It is with more sadness than mere words can convey that we have to report that our beloved Ozzy Osbourne has passed away this morning. He was with his family and surrounded by love." Osbourne pioneered heavy metal with Black Sabbath before launching a massively successful solo career. He also became a reality TV star on MTV's The Osbournes, which followed his chaotic life in Los Angeles with his family. Osbourne had been battling Parkinson's disease and suffered numerous health issues in recent years, including complications from a fall. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And, of course, we told you yesterday about there being some reactions from celebrity comedians after the Colbert Show announced that it was going to be getting canceled, the late show. Well, there's been further reactions. The Daily Show host Jon Stewart spent a segment of Monday's episode defending Colbert in a profanity-fueled monologue. Meanwhile, David Letterman's team posted a 20-minute supercut on YouTube that features jokes Letterman made at CBS's expense during his 22 years as host of The Late Show. And lastly, Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers, John Oliver, and the aforementioned Jon Stewart all made cameos on The Late Show Monday night.
Okay. Let's put this thing to bed. an upscale Italian restaurant in the Hamptons. Are you ready for this, Austin? I want you to sit down for this one.
I'm set.
How much would you, and I know you don't drink, but how much would you pay for a martini? If you went to a
like, yeah, if there was one that I really liked.
Here's a martini, and this is what's going to cost you.
I don't know, man. $7-$8 at most.
Okay, it's a pretty good guess. There's the Italian restaurant up there in the Hamptons selling a single shot martini for $8,000.
No.
Gary Baumgarten has more.
The martini called the Rock on the Rocks is offered at the Dopo La Spiaggia restaurant in Sag Harbor, New York. If you opt to order one, you're not just getting the cocktail because it comes with a 5-carat diamond necklace on the side. And a grand of your purchase goes to the charity of your choice. The restaurant says it's more than just an attention getter. They've actually sold a half a dozen orders of the drink. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Sucker born every day.
There's too many rich people in this world. fans going to see Fantastic Four First Steps this weekend will be the first to see the trailer for Avatar Fire and Ash. The film's official X account confirmed the news. The third Avatar is set to hit theaters on December 19th, and the first two installments both brought in over $2 billion worldwide.
Okay, let's get serious, and let's do a real serious story here. You ready for one?
Yes.
Okay, superhero dogs who have been doing what may be the hardest job in the Texas flooding disaster zone are making news today.
Take a pause.
The canine members of the Texas A&M Task Force Urban Search and Rescue have been deployed to the center of the July 4th flooding disaster. The dogs in Kerrville, Texas, finding victims.
Without them, it's just literally impossible to find some of these people.
Dr. Deborah Zorin of the Texas A&M Veterinary Emergency Team, with staffers using search dogs, hoping to bring some closure to loved ones of the victims.
They're going
to
be under soil, they're going to be under debris, they're going to be underwater, and all of those things require that scent that the dog can detect.
Zorin says the dogs can find human remains 10 to 15 feet under debris, but she says the canines require serious care.
It's an incredible superpower they have, and if we don't keep the nose hydrated, the body in good condition, they can't focus on their mission, and they can't do their mission.
Take a pause. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Well, heck with the mission. They do that on a daily basis. Make sure you take care of your dog. Check the nose.
For
make sure it's wet and all sloppy and just great.
Wet and sloppy.
I love it. Okay, coming up in 12 minutes, more information for you. Yeah. Yeah, this is News Radio 92.3. Thanks for having us on.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.